Thank you, Mr. Chair. As I've said, we would like to extend our sincere thanks to the distinguished advisory committee members and other speakers for their valuable contributions and insightful highlights on this critical issue. Ethiopia recognizes the profound impact disinformation has on the enjoyment and realization of human rights. In the digital age, disinformation threatens not only democratic process, but also fundamental rights, including freedom of expression, access to information, and participation in public life. The spread of misleading information erodes trust in institutions, exacerbates social divisions, and often leads to violence, hate speech, and marginalization of vulnerable groups. Disinformation disproportionately affects vulnerable communities, resulting in discrimination, stigmatization, and violation of their fundamental rights. In response, Ethiopia has implemented various legal and legislative measures aimed at combating disinformation while ensuring the protection of freedom of expression. These efforts are guided by our commitment to uphold human rights in the digital era. One key initiative is the revised media proclamation, which regulates digital platforms and mandates measures to curb harmful content, including fake news. The law promotes responsible journalism and emphasizes media literacy, helping the public differentiate between credible information and disinformation. The Ethiopian Digital Transformation Strategy also focuses on building digital infrastructure and systems to counter misinformation, ensuring that disinformation does not undermine public trust or democratic process. In addition, Ethiopia's Computer Crime Proclamation provides legal tools to combat the spread of false information online and hold these individuals accountable for the harm caused by cybercrimes, while safeguarding freedom of expression. Similarly, Ethiopia's electoral laws addresses the spread of disinformation during elections, aiming to maintain media integrity and prevent voter manipulation. Ethiopia also works closely with the international partners, including the United Nations and the African Union, to combat disinformation globally and align our efforts with international human rights standards. In conclusion, we call for stronger international cooperation to develop more effective mechanisms to counter disinformation, promote media literacy, and protect independent journalism. Ethiopia is committed to creating a balance between the fight against disinformation and the protection of freedom of expression. I thank you.